what?
A small leather container.
You mean a purse?
Right. Is that what you call it? Purse?
Yeah. And of course, you just carry that purse in a pocket or in a bag, a handbag or whatever. Not a traveling bag, but...
Oh, handbags. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now, what does a woman wear around her wrist as far as jewelry if it's not a watch?
A bracelet.
Okay. What are some of the other pieces of jewelry maybe that a woman wears?
Well, she wears necklaces and anklets and rings.
Okay. All right.
Ear screws.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Well, now, Gene Tamers wore red galluses. Most people now wear a belt.
Okay. Now, you said a while ago that sometimes you put on a raincoat before you go out.
Yes, sir.
And maybe if you put on a raincoat, what else do you carry with you?
No, I don't carry a parasol.
You don't?
No, ma'am. I don't. I just put my hat on and...
And go on.
I don't wear an umbrella and a parasol.
What is the fancy top cover that one puts over the bed, the last thing in the making of
the bed? We call it a coverlet.
Okay.
One time it was called counterbend. There's one in this family that is over 100 years old. It was hand woven from wool. My grandparents raised the sheep, they cut the wool, they spun it, and my grandmother made this this black and white handmade cover.
You still use it?
My son has it. And I dare say he doesn't let anybody use it.
I bet he doesn't. Okay, at the head of the bed, you put your head on what?
A pillow.
All right, now, do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
A bolster?
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you... Could you kind of describe what it looks like?
Well, it's circular. It's long and like a pipe. It's circular, and that's about all I know about.
Okay.
I never did care too much about them.
Okay. Now, what kind of covers do you use on your bed? What are some of
At the present time, we do have two or three pairs of sheets. We use those.
Once in a while.
then we use blankets. Sometimes we use thermal blankets. Sometimes we use electric blankets. And then, of course, we have that coverlet if it gets colder, while we can pull that up.
And what do you call that perhaps, I don't know if your wife ever made one or not, but I think she was talking about it yesterday, kind of coverlet. What do you call that? Another kind of blanket? They piece them together.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. There's about a half a dozen of them down there. All the children have one. It's a beautiful thing, but I can't remember what she called it.
Quilts.
Huh?
Quilts.
No, not. I didn't think you were talking about quilts. I thought you were talking about these...
Afghans.
Afghans, yeah. Yeah, of course. I told you yesterday. You know, they used to make quilts right in this room.
Mm-hmm.
They had the place up and the ropes coming down,
right.
Quilting frame.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see that?
Yes, sir. It's
interesting. You see, they start with it way out the sides of the quilt, you know, and they go one round stitching, and then they roll it up, you see, until finally get right to the middle.
Mother makes them sometimes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So that's where I've seen them. Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor?
Alley.
Okay.
Yeah, ma'am.
Children enjoy sleeping on those, don't they?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Now,